Hello again. This is the old, old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program 37 out of a 260 program series dealing with happenings of the past 50 years and the people who made things happen. My mentor, Mr. Frank L. Fitzsimmons, based his trilogy From the Banks of the Ocklawaha on 25 years of broadcasts just such as these, so I call this series Where Fitz Left Off. And today, after all the snow and ice so far this winter, and by the way, the worst snows in history always come in March, we're going to bring you up to date on the one industry that has experienced the greatest change of all over the past 50 years, Electric Power and Duke Power Company. Jimmy Fain covers the very early history of electric power in the county, and he'll take you through the various efforts and the people involved in them in just trying to bring lights, as electric service was called back then, to the city and county. I hope you remember my story of the man who learned to fly, Oscar Meyer. Well, the reason Oscar Meyer was in Hendersonville was that his father, Oscar A. Meyer, had been hired as manager of the old Blue Ridge Power Company in the winter of 1916. Mr. Meyer was a great believer in hydroelectric power generation, and he caused to be built Lake Summit and the Pot Shoals Generating Station. In fact, if you check the 1946 telephone directory for Hendersonville, it lists only three numbers for Duke Power: the main office, the New Hope substation, and the Pot Shoals Generating Station below the dam on Lake Summit. The affable W.P. Wick Andrews joined Mr. Meyer in 1919 and was then with Blue Ridge and Duke until his retirement. His son Little Wick is a printing company executive today, and later C.C. Oates' Uncle Charlie would join Blue Ridge in 1925. Oscar Meyer leased a building on Main Street, a 50-year lease, and occupied that building, which now houses McFarland's Bakery, until June 1965, when they moved to a new building on Church Street. Meyer also caused the company to be renamed Broad River Power Company and received a franchise, which was renewed by Duke in June of 1977. A brand new company had been organized by the tobacco magnate J.B. Duke. It was named Duke Power Company, and William States Lee was named chief engineer. Now, Mr. Lee's grandson, William S. Bill Lee, would later become the chief operating officer of Duke and would take it through a period of change and development which today ranks Duke as one of the top utilities in the entire country. Bill Lee was looked upon as a genius in his field by all who knew him. Duke bought out Broad River, and Oscar Meyer continued to head the operation, assisted by W.H. Bangs, and R.S. Gibbs was engineer. In about 1940, Jim Sloan was brought up from Spartanburg to succeed Mr. Meyer, who was retiring. At about the same time, Claude Miller was brought in from the Rutherfordton area, and after Claude had served in World War II, he returned to become superintendent. I remember Claude Miller. What a goodwill ambassador he was for Duke. He was always smiling, and in the field he did so many favors for people all over this area, Claude could get any right-of-way he wanted, usually without charge. I remember the station owned some land on top of Jump Off, and Claude called and started explaining that he needed to run a new line to a development across from our property, and I just interrupted and said, "Claude, do whatever you want to do and send me the papers to sign." In the meantime, a young man, Keith Arledge, had joined the Duke Power Company and had worked his way through any chore required, and in 1954 was managing the Marion office. Jim Sloan had retired and had been succeeded by J.M. Gaines, who moved over here from Brevard, but J.M.'s family was not happy here and asked they be sent back to Brevard. And that's when Keith, in 1959, was moved over here from Marion to head the Hendersonville office. Keith was the man, in fact, who recommended that Claude Miller be promoted to superintendent. In 1973, the Arledge management capabilities had been recognized by Duke's CEO, Bill Lee, and Keith was promoted to vice president and transferred to offices in Hickory. Keith said to me a week or so ago, "I guess the most emotional thing I ever did was to turn my keys to the Hendersonville office over to Sam McGirt. Hendersonville was my home, and I'd loved every minute of being here." The Sam McGirt Keith referred to was a fellow citizen of Senator Jesse Helms and country music star Randy Travis, because they all came from Monroe, North Carolina. Sam had worked in the Burlington area for Duke and later managed the office over in North Wilkesboro just before being transferred to head this area. Now, tomorrow I'll tell you of a real ice storm. I mean where the ice was so thick, a bulldozer couldn't even get a grip on it. And I'll also tell you of the death of my dear friend Claude Miller on Hogback Mountain. Claude was succeeded by a fellow I never really knew, William Keesler. He was only here for a short time. and he was succeeded with the great Bruce Wood, who, after serving as superintendent here, was transferred to Duke's main office in Charlotte and is now retired. And Bruce was followed by James Sexton. James' brother Carol was program director of our sister station in Canton before he left us to join South Carolina Public Television. In fact, their mother lived at the foot of the hill just below my house on White Pine Drive. James is now on a special project involving further re-engineering and is traveling all over the country and even in foreign lands. And I cannot mention Duke Power without remembering Marie Brookshire, who was the secretary to whatever bigwig happened to be the top dog seat at any time. She had about the sweetest personality of any person I ever knew. Great people, great memories, but please don't miss tomorrow's program when I share with you remembrances of a real ice storm. Thoughts of the seventh child of a seventh child who was lucky enough to be born here, the good sense never to leave, and who's worked at a job he loved all of his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.